This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWired.com, and I am with Kim Lang with Water Street Solutions. Kim, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Joanna.
Well, Kim, thanks for joining us. We are here at the judges' reception for the student competition. Can you tell me how you got involved in this competition?
Well, last year was my first year as a judge, and I think it's probably just that somebody asked. I've heard for years that the competition is awesome. There are so many spectacular presentations and great kids that come to this. And so it was a chance to get involved in watching, not just watching, but critiquing the work that they do. And so I jumped on it.
So how much interaction do you actually have with the students during this competition?
Well, different judges are chosen for different rounds, and I'm in the second round of judging. I forget how many different groups that we see, but you get a chance to watch through their whole presentation. And then I believe it's been a year since I've done this, but do a little bit of question and answer with them after their presentation, and then rate them going into the next round.
So let's kind of take a step back and talk about what it is they're actually competing for. Can you tell us this year sort of what the parameters are around the competition?
You know, each team from each university comes up with a product that they're going to market, and sometimes it's not necessarily, you know, a hard product or some kind of an idea, but they have to be like a marketing department within an advertising agency or within a company, and they have to figure out what are the problems that we're addressing here? How are we going to move forward? What's our marketing plan? So they analyze the audience, they analyze the opportunities, they put budgets together, and then it's kind of like if you were doing a pitch. If you're an agency doing a pitch to a business to say, we want to be your agency on this project, so they learn as much as they can possibly learn about the business, and then they put together an idea of how to go after that business, and it's pretty incredible.
Well, now, what got you to be involved in this? Now, I know there's a limited number of judges here, but why do you feel it's important to be involved in the student competition?
Well, our company is a growing company, so part of it is being self-absorbed for me. It's better for us to be able to identify the talent coming through the pipeline because we want those people to work for us. And actually, one of our newest employees was in this competition 2 years ago. So that's great. We have our recruiting manager here watching the competitions, talking to a lot of students. So there's that. For me, as the marketing person within the company, it helps me to see, especially when you work internally in a company and not for an agency that sees a lot of different clients, you're your own client. You work on the same stuff day in and day out. You after a while, develop a tunnel vision of how that should be. But this gives you a fresh perspective on a lot of different things, people trying a lot of different concepts with their advertising and marketing, PR, whatever. And then also, another thing that it does is really gets you back to the basics. You know, if you steered a little too far away from the basics, these students are all over the basics. So that's helpful to be reminded of that.
Well, I think it's interesting to note that Water Street Solutions is not a very old company. Is that correct?
We're 16 years old, but we've had really a lot of our growth in the last 4 years. We were a company of, I believe, 9 people 4 years ago. Now we're a company of 80.
And, you know, can you tell us a little bit about your company so people understand the product that you're selling?
Sure. Our company helps farmers do a better job financially. So when a farmer comes on board with us, we do a financial analysis for them, and then we help them with their risk management. The financial analysis helps us understand where they are in moving forward, what they have to get for their crop in order to balance their budget and make some money. So then we put together a marketing plan for them. We know their targets, including things like, you know, what are your long-term break-evens, not just what are the costs of what you put in the ground. What are your long-term costs? What's your family living expense? How do you make a profit? And then we know what number to shoot for. And then we watch that for them on a daily basis and help them get to financial goals.
Now, you mentioned before that one of your newest employees actually participated in this competition 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what is some advice you have for these students who are competing now, especially from your position as, you know, running your marketing department, really getting that off the ground and being in a position to hire in the future? So what's your advice for these students?
Well, it's a lot about, I think, first of all, how well prepared they are in the competition. That's a big deal. But how do they conduct themselves here? Are they friendly? Are they trying to interact with the professionals? To me, if I were a student with this kind of an opportunity, I would, you know, really think about not just meeting a lot of kids, which that's a really fun thing for them to do, but also interacting with a lot of professionals. A lot of them will hand out resumes or at least contact cards and keep lists of companies they'd like to work for. Learn about the companies that are here and who are the people that are managing the hiring and what are the opportunities in those companies. They have a wonderful opportunity to meet so many different professionals in the marketing arena, very specific to agriculture. So there are good opportunities here to land a job.
Well, great. Well, I look forward to see who wins. We'll have to cover it, and I'll come back and get your reaction.
Okay. Thanks, Joanna.
Thanks, Kim.